RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Appreciate you being patient with us as we got back on track. Be careful out there if you're driving around. Looks like, at least out here in Loudoun County, it is getting pretty dark and overcast. It's been gray all morning and some rain on the way, maybe some slushy stuff, some frozen stuff, who knows. Just be careful out there. Probably not as many people on the roads as normal, but, you know, you want to make sure you give yourself a little bit of extra time. All right. One thing I wanted to mention before we get back to the calls. I mentioned the play, and I thought it was to CeeDee Lamb. I screwed up. My bad. It was before the Kevontae Turpin touchdown. So not the 86-yard touchdown that we've been talking about, but the play that I mentioned that, you know, could have gone for more was to Jalen Tolbert, right? And you know, look, I think, I'm having trouble finding it again. Anyway, I will, here it is. No, I was right. It was to CeeDee Lamb. I'm getting two plays confused all in one. So the play was from the Dallas 47-yard line in the first quarter, right? And Dak runs a little, like a little play action fake, and CeeDee just torches Jonathan Jones and Will Harris. And you see Will Harris just really frustrated after the play. And he runs like a deep post. And to me, like if again, the Commanders give this play up. Now this comes on the opening touchdown drive. So they did ultimately give up 7 points, but there was a difference between Jake Ferguson scoring a touchdown, which, okay, that it's part of what he does. Tight ends have always hurt the Commanders, what have you. But there's a difference between, like, if they give that up, how we're kind of looking even more so at this game, right? It's already bad because they gave up the 86-yarder to Kevontae Turpin. If they give up that one touchdown to CeeDee Lamb on the deep post off the play action for 53 yards, and the Kevontae, then what are we doing? And what are we thinking? And what are we saying today? It's already a lost season, and we know they need a lot more help. But that play, which would have been and should have been a touchdown based on what I saw on tape, what I saw live, what I just watched over again during the break, is symbolic of everything that is wrong with this team. And they got lucky. They didn't make a big play. They got lucky. They eventually gave up 7 on the drive. So it's not like it would have cost them more points. But again, the way we view things is, oh, well, Jake Ferguson caught a touchdown pass. What a great pass. Made a nice catch. That happens, right? Teams are going to score touchdowns. Tight ends are going to score touchdowns. No big deal. Nobody even thought anything of it. But that CeeDee Lamb 53-yard bomb, God, that would have just been, you know, on top of the Kevontae Turpin 86-yarder, that would have been just played over and over and over and over again. But nobody's even going to remember it because it fell incomplete, because it was a late throw and an underthrow by Dak Prescott. All right, back to the phones we go. Wanted to go to line one. Metal Chris tells me Michael, who is hanging out in Georgetown, is in from London. Is that right, Michael? And you went to the game yesterday and had an interesting experience?
25 years.
Oh, there we go.
And I tell you, the fans, the Cowboys and Washington fans, Commanders, Redskins, whatever the nickname is, I was so impressed by how well they behaved, the banter. It was one of the greatest Christmas days of my lifetime. Wow. And I want to give full credit to the fans from both teams. Just not enough positivity is said about National Football League fans. You see the ugly images on YouTube, etc., but not yesterday.
All right.
So,
that's good to hear.
From both teams, it was a privilege. It was an absolute privilege.
Can I ask you this? Because we didn't have you at the very beginning. You said something about 25 years, but I missed anything before that. What did you say before that? Had you not been to a game in 25 years? What was that 25-year thing?
Yeah, I think it was late December, early January. It was December 2000 when Norv Turner was fired and Terry Rubisky stepped in. If my memory
Was the last time you were at that stadium?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay.
Or at an NFL game.
All right. Okay.
Yeah, and just just a privilege. I am officially I've been a lifelong Redskin fan.
Mm-hmm.
I must say Commanders to be politically correct. But I tell you what, based on the behavior of the Cowboys fans yesterday, dare I say I might be a fan also of the Cowboys. Just a special time yesterday, and I want to pivot over to what I say. And soccer's been my game my entire life.
Mm-hmm.
But from a Washington perspective, at the risk of stating the obvious, when I talk about defense, I can talk about the D-line, I can talk about the secondary, I can go on all day. I don't need to belabor the point, but I trust in the process. I trust that with the owner, Josh Harris, if I'm accurate with his name, he's got people in place who he trusts that are going to get the job done.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to be so bold as to say Super Bowl contenders, not next season, but the seasons thereafter, and please hold me to it.
I would love that. We thought we were heading in that direction after last year. Let me ask you this real quickly before I let you run. So is it right that you live in London? Is that correct? Right?
Yeah, I'm visiting the United States, and
But you're from here? You're from here.
I was actually born in London.
Okay.
But moved to America. Lived in Bethesda, Maryland, and in Laguna Beach, California, and obviously I speak like an American now, Yank, as we say over in England.
Right.
But, again, I love the National Football League. It's not that easy watching it overseas when you have the locals who really don't have much respect for the NFL, but that doesn't dissuade me at all.
All right.
It's, you know, the National Football League for me is one of the top leagues in the world in any sport, and I'll go to my grave believing that.
I'm glad you had a great time. What a weird thing to hear, because you would have thought people would be somewhat unruly with their teams both stinking and the rivalry and people being frustrated. But you know what? Maybe because it was Christmas, people were in a better mood. I don't know. But I'm glad you had a really good time, and I'm glad you called in to tell the story. Excellent. Merry Christmas, Michael. Appreciate you. Make sure you give us a call from across the pond every now and then. Let Michael run there. Let's get to Ronnie on line three in Mitchellville, and then we'll get to Rick in North Carolina after that. What's up, Ronnie? How are you?
Peace and love, Chris.
Peace and love to you, Ronnie. Merry Christmas, pal.
Merry Christmas. Happy holiday. You were saying something maybe about 30 minutes ago, and it brought back some memories. I had the pleasure and honor of traveling with Howard University's football team in the late 90s, early 2000s. And I used to watch parents, fans come up to Coach Wilson after the game and say, why didn't you do that? Why didn't you do this? Why didn't you have him playing this? And I said to Coach Wilson once, I'll never forget, it was at North Carolina A&T. I said, why don't you tell them? You didn't coach their son to do that or their cousin to do that. He said, you know, it comes with the territory. So these coaches deserve a lot more credit than they get. Because, you know, the guy used outside leverage and then the guy doesn't. And then, you know, people be like, why didn't he have him do this? Well, he had him do this, but the player just didn't execute mm-hmm. what the coach told them.
Mm-hmm.
So I just want to give coaches a shout-out. Much blame, but not enough credit.
I appreciate that because, as you know, look, I get accused of being a coach defender. The example you just used, and listen, it plays out in 100 different ways, right? Again, I can tell you, like, all right, go back to the Raiders game, week 3, okay? Against Green Bay the week before on Thursday night, the Commanders' defensive backs were guilty as charged, and they all admitted it, of having bad eyes and eyes in the backfield, and they were undisciplined. And, we're going to fix it. Oh, we're going to do this. Oh, we're going to do that. And it's not going to be an issue, not going to be a problem. The first play of the Raiders game, a game they ultimately won and pulled away from, the first play of that game, the Raiders ran a deep play action. And what happened? Quan Martin got stuck with his eyes in the backfield, got beat over the top, and they gave up, I think it was a 48-yard catch and run, or catch. And ultimately, the reason why I bring that up is they were just pounded with that message all week. All week. And actually, they had extra time to prepare for that game, Ronnie. And what happened on the very first play of the game? Everything that they spent the entire week plus preparing for, they were guilty as charged. I don't know what you want people to do in that spot. You know, people want people to get benched. Great. Okay. Trust me, if they had anybody better than Quan Martin that they thought was really better than Quan Martin, they absolutely would have changed that out a long time ago. They don't. They don't think they have anybody better than Quan Martin, who's a high event player. And that's just one guy, one problem, one situation. You know what I'm saying?
And Chris, so Dan Quinn was the toast of town last year. So he forgot how to coach in a year?
Yeah, yeah.
Come on, let's go back. The Bears, the last play of the game, we played teams, you know, their starting quarterback wasn't healthy, played backups. He had a great year last year, but he didn't forget how to coach in 1 year. And I go back to what Bill Parcells always said.
Mm-hmm.
If you're going to let me coach him up, yeah, let me buy the ingredients.
Yeah.
I will say this.
Dan doesn't want full control over personnel. That's not what this problem is. But what I would say is, If Dan wants to play more man-to-man coverage, right, which ideally is what he wants to do, then they are going to have to find better man corners. And, you know, they made a bad trade for Marshon Lattimore, no matter what ultimately anybody wants to say. They made a bad trade. Then on top of that, Mikey Sanristil, they may have used in a different spot. And then on top of that, Trey Amos played well, but Trey Amos has not been able to stay on the field really all year. So that has hurt them in that one area where you say, okay, the coach wants to play this philosophy more of the time than normal. Okay. He doesn't want to play zone, which is safe and conservative and keep everything in front of you and don't allow big explosive plays. Fine. That's what he wants to do. Well, my job as a general manager is to identify who is available and who I can get and who can play man defense and who can flip their hips and who can run and not get totally torched in the coverage that my coach wants to play and ideally install. And you can't say it doesn't work because it's worked throughout Dan Quinn's career and he's played multiple different styles, but he wants to play more man. That's what he wants to do. And if he wants to do that and you've hired him as the head coach, then damn it, you've got to support him. So that's Adam Peters' charge this offseason.
And Chris, I got one final thing, and I want you to, you know, if you can, do some investigating. I was told, I won't say by whom, that none of their scouts are under contract for next year. So If you bring in different scouts who have a different philosophy, obviously yep. they're not going to hire somebody.
Yes.
But how does that work?
Well, usually, and I don't know that to be sure, but usually scouting contracts are usually 2 years in length. And so,
I can't tell you why I know that, but I do know that. And I'm not going to, stake my life on it, but I know as of a couple of weeks ago, none of their scouts were under contract for next year.
That would not shock me just based on what I was trying to get at, which is usually, not always, but usually it's 2 years. And if you think about it, it's 2 years since Adam Peters got here. And Adam Peters probably did a number of contract extensions for the guys he kept after the draft, after free agency in his first offseason. So it means that in all likelihood, many, if not all, of their contracts are probably coming up for renewal or expiration following the draft, and usually around June 1st. Well, here's my problem, okay? And I'll just end it with this. If that is true, and if you're planning on moving on from these guys, I don't want them scouting and running and executing the entire draft process outside. I mean, of course, Adam Peters is overseeing it all and Lance Newmark is overseeing it all, but I don't want those guys to be heavily involved if you're going to move on from them right away. Now, if you're unsure, that's different. If you might be keeping them, that's different. If you've already decided, hey, we're moving on from this guy, get rid of them now. I don't want their fingerprints on anything to do with the future of this football franchise. If you've already made that decision based on a year and a half of observation and data and meetings and study and whatever. So if that's the case, then move on right here and right now. Ronnie, I appreciate you. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. We'll talk again real soon. 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. I tell you what, Rick, hang on. We'll get to you on the other side. A lap as well. We lost one or two others. So if you want to hop back aboard, we should be able to get to you pretty quickly here on a Friday post-Christmas, post-Commanders getting swept by the Dallas Cowboys 30-23 yesterday at Northwest Stadium in Landover. And boy, it just didn't feel like Dallas week, did it? Oh, I wonder why. I wonder why. I wonder why it didn't feel like Dallas week. Maybe it was because it was a short week. Maybe it was because it was Christmas. Maybe it was because the rivalry is once again dead. Maybe it was because both teams were playing for absolutely nothing. Or maybe it's just because the NFL is a changing landscape. And nothing is ever going to be the same as it used to be. We'll expand more upon that over the next hour and a half or so right here on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if it...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Didn't Beavis and Butthead used to rock out to this?
Oh, yeah, they did.
Is that right, Metal?
Yeah, this one in the Iron Man riff from Black Sabbath.
There you go. There you go. I don't know why that popped right into my head as soon as I heard the tune, but it did. It did. Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome back. 25 minutes after the hour of 2 o'clock, midway through hour number 2 on this Back to Work Friday, December 26th. Version of this fandangled show. We're here after the Commanders lose to the Cowboys to drop to 4-12. I mean, listen, who knows if they're going to go 4-13 or if they're going to, you know, win a completely meaningless game. I mean, they might be playing Tanner McKee next week. Sam Hartman might play at quarterback. You know, Josh Johnson was okay yesterday, 15 of 23, a buck 98, 92.3 rating, no touchdowns, no picks. He was fine. Again, what do you expect, right? He can throw. He can throw. It's just like you saw late in the game, I think on the final drive as they're trying to tie it up, he almost throws a complete bird brain interception, right? And for whatever reason, he makes mistakes like that. And that's why he's bounced around to 14 NFL teams and a bunch of USFL and XFL teams. That's why. Because he's limited, right? There's limited upside. You see it all across the board. You see how hard it is to keep the guys that are really good healthy. I have no idea how Josh Allen and the Bills, how he stays healthy. Now, he got banged up last week in the game, but he came back, right? But the point being is, it's really hard to keep these guys healthy when you have a good one, i.e. Jaden Daniels. And then even when you look at Jaden Daniels this year, I hate to disappoint you. It's not all because of injuries. There was regression in terms of play. Now, what I don't know is, was the regression caused by the injuries to him and the lack of practice time? Or was he going to struggle against better competition and more adverse circumstances and more tape and more everything with some of the things that we saw? And that's what we don't know, because they won't be honest. They will not be candid on that. They will not tell you what they're truly feeling and thinking. If I had to guess, and if I could get them with truth serum, they'd probably tell you what me and I know Linnell and, others have clearly said. I think Kevin said the same thing. Maybe Doc has said the same thing. I can't remember everybody. I know Grant said the same thing, that Jaden Daniels has regressed this year outside of the injuries, outside of the lack of practice time. Just playing the position. But you see how hard it is to play the position at a consistently good level and to stay healthy. Think about this. Jared Goff, right? Detroit doesn't turn the ball over almost at all, ever, except in two games. Last January, in the divisional playoff game as the one seed against the Commanders, they turned the ball over five times. And yesterday, in a win and you still have a shot, lose and you go home, play-in game or playoff-type game at Minnesota against a very aggressive defense, they turned the ball over six times, right? It's hard to keep these guys healthy, and then if you keep them healthy, it's hard to keep them consistently right. And maybe we're just expecting too much out of quarterbacks. I don't know. Maybe we should expect more performances like what you get out of Josh Johnson, which is a little bit of good and a little bit of bad and maybe something in between. And, you know, even Dak Prescott wasn't great yesterday, right? I mean, he was good in the first half, but even on that one throw, as I mentioned, underthrew a 53-yard touchdown, or what should have been a 53-yard touchdown pass to CeeDee Lamb. All right, let's get to you on the phone, 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. Let's get to Rick in North Carolina on line two, Metal. Let's dial up Rick. Merry Christmas, Rick. How are you, pal?
Yeah, Merry Christmas to you, Russo. I hope all your prayers were answered by Santa Claus.
Santa Claus came down the chimney. He didn't get stuck. He ate the milk and cookies, and everything was good. And everything was okay. How about you?
Yeah. Oh, it was good. I was accompanied by Evan Williams yesterday, so I had a good time.
I was going to say, that doesn't sound like a bad time.
No, it wasn't. But, the only thing I liked about yesterday was, it was great. Well, this is where I feel. I love the uniform, seeing them in there.
Yeah.
You know, the Redskins colors. You know, yeah. Hopefully next year, you think they have any pushback from the NFL if they wanted to go back to the logo? I know the name is not coming back.
I think the logo is still I have heard, you know, Kevin Sheehan talk about how he understands the name is not coming back, and he's absolutely correct, but he doesn't understand the logo. I don't know if the logo itself is offensive or not to people. That's out of my control. It's not offensive to me, but here's my fear. Here's my worry, is that the NFL and critics of Redskins and everything that controversy was about associated the logo of the Indian head and the feathers and all of that with Redskins, and it's like guilt by association. It's like an accessory to murder almost, or aiding and abetting.
Lord.
Even though it might not be even though it might not be fair to the Indian head logo and the helmets and the and whatnot, I think it's caught up in the dirty laundry. And it's probably not fair and not right, but that's just the way it is sometimes.
Yeah, it's not fair, right? And what were we, like 5 or 6 years removed from all of that? You got the other teams like Florida State and Chiefs going, But anyway, hey, Chris, if I told you that in free agency, I'm just throwing some names out there, I'm going to get your reaction. If I told you in free agency we signed Quay Walker, Tyreek Woolen, and Isaiah Likely, and drafted Jeremiah Love, how would you feel?
All right, so let's take that piece by piece. Ty Woolen has not been...
Quay Walker, he'll probably get... I mean, he's so good, he'll probably get franchised. But I don't know, Green Bay, they don't really franchise players.
Yeah, and especially with Micah out for perhaps the first part of next year, right? You're going to need, if you're Green Bay, to take care of him, number one. As far as Ty Woolen, you're talking about the corner from Seattle.
Isn't he Dan Quinn's type of corner, long and
big,
athletic?
Long, but I think he's regressed since his outstanding rookie year. Some of that is injury related, but everyone that I heard from out of Seattle says he's not the same player that he was in his rookie year. So whether Dan Quinn can unlock that or not, that I don't know, because, you know, I mean,
well, Chris. Chris, the funny thing about it, his regression is better than any cornerback we got.
Well, that is that is a fair point. That is and maybe they look at it. Now, I think it's more likely that they go after, you know, Diggs from Dallas is going to be let go. Right. And he's gonna be a free agent. And Dan Quinn had a lot of success with him.
But the thing is, Chris, do you even trust Dan Quinn's defense? I just don't want to see it again. I want to see somebody else. I just don't believe in Dan Quinn's defense. I never did. Even when he was in Dallas, I mean, you got the turnovers, but I always go back to this: you got gutted by Green Bay. You had trouble with the Shanahan offense. I mean, I just don't want to see Dan Quinn disciple come in here. But it may happen. Who knows?
Yeah, I am not as anti Dan Quinn, as you are, Rick.
I'm not anti Dan Quinn. It's a defensive scheme.
That makes you anti Dan Quinn, right? I mean, if you're saying the defensive scheme is not good, right? Then what are you saying?
Yeah,
you're not pro Dan Quinn. Maybe you're not anti Dan Quinn, but you're not pro Dan Quinn, right?
So how do you feel about it?
Well,
Dan Quinn defense?
Yeah, I guess what I'm asking you, see, to me, again, I don't think it's a scheme thing. I think they can be more aggressive than they have been. I think they can be more creative than they have been. The problem is they are, this coaching staff has been burnt by the fact that they have given up so many big plays and had that lack of communication issue on the back end and been so bad tackling that they don't want to be as aggressive as they were in Dallas and as Brian Flores wants to be. Now, maybe some of that is attitude. You know, Brian Flores might do what Brian Flores does no matter what personnel he's got. Some coaches coach to their personnel, and they don't feel that they have the ability to just throw the kitchen sink at somebody to cook up pressure to make it easier on the back end. And I think that's the problem. And you mentioned turnovers. They have not gotten turnovers, period. That is the number one reason why this defense has failed. Not because incompetency, not because of the scheme, not because of the play caller, not because of the messaging, not because of anything. The number one reason why this defense has failed overall in the 2 years that they've been here is they've gotten one. I don't know if it's exactly this ratio, but they've gotten probably about 25% of the turnovers they got in Dallas here. And that makes a huge difference. A huge difference.
I mean, whoever they hire, I don't think Dan wants to coach the defense. I mean, but they got to come up. That's going to be the key hire. Is going to be the defensive guy.
They got to go out of the building. I don't, no offense, I don't want Ken Norton taking over. They're not going back to Joe. I don't want Dan Quinn calling plays. Yeah, he's got enough to do. The guys that I would suggest, like go to Atlanta. If those guys in Atlanta get blown out, Raheem Morris and or Jeff Ulbrich, and Ulbrich is a blitzing, aggressive defensive guy who likes to get after it. It's not perfect, but I would like to see more of that.
Even Jim Schwartz in Cleveland, if they decided to
that's trash it, obviously
I mean, burn everybody.
Yeah, but also remember, coaches are going to be likely to be hesitant to come here because Dan Quinn and Adam Peters, for that matter, are going into a very critical year three. And a lot of coaches that are free agents and certainly ones that a lot of interest from other suitors don't want to go into a place where they look at it as a lame duck type situation. So we will see.
You made a good point, Chris, because that could mean the same for players, too.
Yeah, absolutely. No doubt about it.
I mean, this guy, is he going to get blown out?
Right.
Okay.
We will see. Thank you, Rick. Appreciate you. Got to run. 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. We'll get back to more of your calls coming up after a trending alert right here, right now on the Team 980. All right, so the Commanders are done for Week 17 in the NFL season, a 30-23 loss and a sweep at the hands of the Dallas Cowboys yesterday on Christmas Day. They'll next play the Philadelphia Eagles, who have already won the NFC East. We don't know when they'll play, either Saturday or Sunday, Week 18, to wrap up the regular season. We do know where it will play, and that's Lincoln Financial Field. We don't know the quarterbacks that will play. Could Sam Hartman actually get a start for the Commanders? And could it be Tanner McKee for the Philadelphia Eagles? The good news from yesterday's loss, Ja'Cory Kroski-Merritt, a.k.a. Bill, 11 carries, 105 yards, two touchdowns, including a 72-yard breakaway. Meanwhile, from college football, lots of transfer portal news. How about James Madison? Their starting quarterback, Alonzo Burnett III, is entering the transfer portal. The Sun Belt Player of the Year led the Dukes, of course, to the college football playoff. He will move on in the transfer portal. And, of course, does that mean he will be going with his former head coach to UCLA? We will see. Again, he threw for over 2,800 yards and rushed for nearly 600 yards during James Madison's magical season. So that is certainly a big blow. He could be again joining Bob Chesney at his new spot at UCLA. The Longhorns, Texas, they're losing their leading rusher, who has been the Big 12, SEC rusher of the year the last 2 years, Quantavian Wisner. He is entering the transfer portal when it opens on January the 2nd, had 1,064 rushing yards in 2024 and was good again this year despite a couple of injuries. So again, he is joining the transfer portal and looking for a new home. From the NBA, last night, in case you missed it, I know Metal Chris was on it, Nikola Jokic, 56 points overall, a triple-double, scored 18 points in overtime for the Denver Nuggets. Whew, as the two-time MVP just opened up a can of whoop-ass late on Christmas night over the Minnesota Timberwolves, 142-138. And that's what's trending.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
All right, two games coming up tomorrow in the NFL. Nothing today. Just some college football bowl games. None are really, really, really special, to be quite honest with you. I'm going to the Wizards-Raptors game tonight. Going to take Tyler. So if you see me bumping around on the concourse, come and say hello. A bunch of games, like I said, on Sunday, but no Commanders. And, of course, six teams have already played their Week 17 game. I guess probably the game of the day probably is what? Seahawks-Panthers, I guess. Eagles-Bills, pretty good. The Bills getting Josh Allen. He's cleared and officially ready to go. Bears-49ers is good on Sunday night, obviously. And if the 49ers win, they'll be one win away from locking up the one seed in the NFC East. Again, Seahawks-Panthers, 1 o'clock, pretty good. Everything else kind of meh. The Patriots are playing against the Jets. I was just reading the Patriots injury report. They might be getting Travion Henderson back. Concussion, might be. He's listed as questionable. Mike Vrabel has already ruled out defensive lineman Milton Williams, wide receiver Kayshon Booty, guard Jarrett Wilson, linebacker Robert Spillane has missed actually the last game or two. Somebody else, Kyrus Tunga, never heard of him. Mac Hollins, the crazy wide receiver that comes in barefoot no matter what the weather is, and edge linebacker Harold Landry for Sunday against the Jets. And yet, the Patriots probably still win because the Jets are just pathetic. The Jets are just awful. Think about this, as bad as the football has been around here, right? And make no mistake about it, it's bad. The Commanders are 4-12. They've been blown out in, excuse me, six games, whatever it is. Think about this. The Jets are 3-12. Haven't made the playoffs in, what, 15 years or whatever it is? The Giants are battling the Raiders and right now in the lead for the number one overall pick in the draft at 2-13. And last year they had the number three pick. So the Jets haven't made the playoffs in, I think it's 15 years. It could be 16, but don't quote me on that. And they are 3-12. Meaning they are still as far away as ever. The Giants have not done diddly poo outside of one good year under Dable in year one that, you know, caused them to lock up Daniel Jones and so on and so forth. And then they got burnt by that decision, and they are further away than you could possibly imagine at 2-13, and again in the lead for the number one spot in a year where there is no clear-cut stud, absolute gem, no doubt about it type player. And you can make the argument based on the fact that they traded up to get Jackson Dart, even though he is surely not a for sure thing, A, because of injuries and concussions, B, because, well, how could he be? You know, they have the number one overall pick in a year where there isn't a clear-cut quarterback, although Fernando Mendoza is likely to be number one, the Heisman Trophy winner from Indiana. But he's not clear-cut number one. And even if he is clear-cut the number one overall pick, I don't know of anybody that thinks Fernando Mendoza is going to be just a stud, right? Just a lock. I mean, he could be good, fine. But again, the Giants might have the number one overall pick when there's no overly desirable quarterback. Number one, to help them, their own team. Number two, to trade down, which might ultimately hurt the Commanders, right? I've talked forever, and I'm not the only one, that the Commanders ideally should trade down, right? And hey, if you finish with, a top five pick, right? Which right now they would. If you finish with a top five pick and you want to trade down, but you don't want to trade down like a bunch of spots, right? Because you still want a top 10 type value player. Maybe it's Caleb Downs from Ohio State. Maybe it's whoever. But right now, it's going to be difficult for anybody to trade down, not impossible, because of the lack of stud quarterback. Because you don't have Caleb Williams, Jaden Daniels, Drake May, Bo Nix, Michael Penix, J.J. McCarthy like you did 2 years ago. You don't have that. You don't have that. So it's going to be hard for the Giants, assuming that they have the number one overall pick. And again, they have to lose to the Raiders this Sunday in order to ensure that. The Commanders right now, they have them still listed at 7. I don't know if that's accurate, though. I haven't seen the updated thing, but I'll go with 7. I mean, look, you know, ultimately they could and probably should wind up with a 5th overall pick at worst. But again, some things have to play out. There's a lot of lousy, lousy football teams that are still worse than the Commanders. And the two New York teams, obviously Vegas, the Browns, the Titans, all amongst them. Now, the question is whether Arizona will get all, you know, who knows? New Orleans winning helps. They've won their last 3 in a row, but we will see. Certainly, still some things to play for the Commanders. All right, we got to take a timeout. We'll come back and get back on track here as we approach the end of hour number 2 and 3 o'clock. We still have our dual Super Sunday six-pack coming up at 3:30. That's right. We do it all in one segment. It's the most revolutionary, creative sports talk radio segment of all time. We don't do a super six pack on every day ending in Y like some people do. That's okay. That's okay. We are uniquely us. We are not cookie cutter radio, baby. And that's how we end this part of the show. Doc Walker coming up about an hour and 15 minutes or so from now. He'll have his spin on Burgundy and Gold today right here on the Team 980. Good to have you with us. All right, good to have you with us as we approach the end of hour number 2. Don't forget, again, all of our picks coming up. We're already 1-0 on the week. Because we had Washington plus the 8.5 over Dallas. I didn't feel great about it on Wednesday's show, but I thought Washington would be able to hang in there, and that late field goal helped out. So they covered the 8.5. So that's a win. We were 6-0 against the spread last week. 6-0. Whew. I mean, where else do you get this kind of gambling information from? A radio sharp. Yes, that's right. I am sharp on the radio. But again, all of our picks coming up at 3:30. We'll go around the NFL starting next segment. But first, let's get to our bud Lap, who's been hanging in there and wants to chime in on the Commanders and the Cowboys. What's up, Lap? How are you?
Hey, what's up, Rooster?
Hope Hello, you Lap. Had a good, how are you?
Yeah, hope you had a good holiday.
Yep, same to you, bud.
Yeah. Like I was telling Kevin earlier, man, I was happy to see Bill and Newton out there, man. And it was really good, man, to see them guys play, man.
Yeah.
And
we haven't talked about Johnny Newton yet, but you know, I'm glad you brought him up because I kind of forgot. You know, the three sacks. I mean, that's more sacks in one game than he had all of this year, right? And that's right. Great, right? The question is I don't need 3 sacks in a game, Lap. I just need more consistency. And that's kind of the problem with Javon Kinlaw. That's kind of the problem with Daron Payne. And I understand it's a difficult position. You get double teamed a lot. You get it is difficult to win. But I need more effect in all games, not just one big breakout game, if you will.
Oh, yeah, definitely, definitely. And I just want to see us get some good players, man, get some pieces, man, in here and go from there, man. So we got to see. We got a long way to go, Rooster, for sure. And your boy Appen, man, getting on Mark and Largo, man. Don't do that, Appen, man. We know you getting on him because he said something about Sabah. That's your girl.
Oh,
we love Sabah.
Is that what happened?
That's what I think that's Yeah. So Mark and Lago, man, don't take that, man. You got to get on Appen, man. We love Appen too, man. But
okay.
You know,
so I wasn't aware. Yeah. I wasn't aware of what happened. So did Kevin get mad at Mark and Largo because Mark and Largo is opposed to this never-ending push for the name to come back?
I'm not sure because I missed that part, but I know a lot of people be getting on Mark, man, but Mark be making some good points, man. Right. He a Hall of Fame caller, man. So, we'll you know, I ain't trying to get in the middle of no business, but I just had to say what I said. All but right. I love all three of them, and I love Kevin, of course. But yeah, it's just all fun, man. We love him so.
Attaboy.
Keep it rolling, man. Happy New Year, man. You and your family, bro. Love
you.
Thank
you, buddy. Appreciate you.
I'll talk to you soon, man.
I appreciate you.
Better season next year.
Yeah, and you're right. Johnny Newton, 3 sacks yesterday. Bill, the 2 touchdowns. I mean, I appreciate you, Lap. Happy New Year as well to you. I'm sure we'll talk next week. That's all great. That's all wonderful, right? You want to see individual star performances. The problem is, again, when it happens in games that don't mean anything, that's where you really struggle, right? You struggle to evaluate. The mistake that the Nationals have made, quite honestly, is guys play well in September when the games mean absolutely nothing, and then you count on them the next year, and they don't deliver, right? And not that that's every player, every team, every situation, but you got to do it when the games mean something. And for Johnny Newton and for Bill, quite honestly, these games have meant nothing. They're games, right? The tape is the tape, but I need you to do it against the Eagles when the season is not lost. I need you to do it against the Cowboys in October. Not in December when the season's over. 301-230-0980. We'll go over some PFF grades, I should say, from yesterday's loss to the Cowboys and a spin around the NFL before our dual Super Sunday 6-pack pick. 6 games against the NFL spread. Actually, we'll pick 5 because we already did the Commanders and the Cowboys and the top 6 teams in the NFL ranked 1 through 6 as we enter, and we're part of the way through already, week 17 in the National Football League on the Team 980.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid, the audience is growing, but the money still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. we host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.